Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Lush Radio. Yo, we on Lush, are we live right now? Hello. Yeah, you know it's an exclusive show, it's my favorite show. Ha ha. Knowledge. Yo, Lushy the inventor, yeah. One can do it better. Breaking down the norms from January to December. Showing for pretenders, exclusive for its members. Coming live and direct, distributed and sold by vendors. Okay. Street blue, to women's views, the voice is what? Tell us what the people choose. Breaking down barriers and exposing fools. Lushy Lush Radio, messing the game like Pro Tools.
Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, shutting it down, you know what I'm saying? Thank God it's Friday, you know what I'm saying? I know y'all got y'all paychecks. Y'all going to the clubs, getting it in. If you're in the DMV, man, your man DJ Gemini, your man, you know, Easy Street, you know, rolling with a brother, your man Quicksilver, all of them is going to be live at Ibiza tonight. Ladies are free before, you know what I'm saying, a certain time. 9 o'clock is going down. You know what I'm saying? Easy Street, Quicksilver, and your man DJ Gemini shutting it down. WKYS, live in the building at Ibiza, is shutting it down. You know what I mean? Then they got another party. If you're in New York, it's a party going down in New York. You know what I'm saying? Hosted by LL Cool J. Busy B should be down there. A lot of old school rappers, they doing their 1-2, you know what I'm saying, in the building. So check that out if you're in New York. You know what I mean? You got one in DMV, you know what I'm saying? Live in Ibiza, WKIS shutting it down. You know what I'm saying? It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. And I'm going to tell you right now, man, I'm going to have my co-host, Billy Blast, live in the building, shutting it down. And, yo, I'm about to make history. I'm about to have two of the most hottest, influential, you know, radio personalities live in the building. Teddy Ted and Special K, the Awesome Two, you know what I'm saying, live in the building, shutting it down on Lush Radio. It's not a game. You want to know your hip-hop history, then you need to log on. You heard? It's going to be live. I'm about to go to the phone lines. I know this is my co-host, Billy Blast, and I know these are my people live in the building. Teddy Ted and Special K, the Awesome Two. What's the business?
Yeah.
What's happening, mama?
Yeah.
What's cracking?
What's the deal with you?
Everything good. You know, just working, grinding, doing our thing. What's going on with you?
Hey, Ted, you live
yes,
in
ma'am.
The... You got Kay with you?
Yeah, he's
online.
Can you hear him?
Can you hear me? Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear him. That's what's up.
Okay. All right.
You got my co-host live in the building with me, Billy Blast, live in the building. You know
what's
what
going
I mean?
On, fellas?
What's up, Playboy?
Peace, Playboy. How are
you
doing,
man? How y'all feeling, man?
All good. Yeah, hanging
everything
in.
Good.
Wow, there's a lot of history on this phone, man.
Indeed, indeed.
That's what it is. Lush Radio online. Awesome.
Indeed,
it's
popping.
So I'm saying before we get into it, you know, the Awesome Two, do you guys want to, you know, do a little pay your bills, you know what I'm saying, send your shout-outs, do your 1-2?
Oh, no doubt. Shout-out to, the, you know, everybody checking out Lush Radio and,
right,
you know,
right.
all the people out there that stand for hip-hop, real hip-hop.
That's it. Much love to everybody. You know what I mean?
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. Man, you know what I'm saying? I know Billy Blast was just, you know, wanted to say a couple of things to y'all before I get in, you know what I'm saying, to my Thug Dizzle. Billy, I know you wanted to tell him about the days when you used to record the show on tape.
Oh, yeah. Awesome, too. Yeah, I'm from Jersey, so I come from running
right.
home to make sure my tape deck is on to catch the Awesome 2 show.
Right.
Yeah, I come from that, man.
No doubt. That's that real hip-hop that, you know, you couldn't really get it like that. You had to go out there and really search for hip-hop. It's everywhere now. But you
yeah,
know,
yeah, it's
the
all
days,
over the
you know,
place, man.
It was real. It was far and few. You had to find it and catch it when you could. And we wasn't on early, like 8 o'clock, like y'all neither.
Yeah, you know, man. Late.
I was on the late nights, man. I had to stay up to make sure I caught the shows, man.
No
yeah,
doubt.
We appreciate everybody gave us the love all those years, and we see cats these days, you know what I mean? We appreciate all the love they give to us about what we did for them back in the days, you know?
No doubt.
Yeah, I think if I'm not mistaken, Teddy Ted, I think he was present at one of my people's parties up there too, DJ Q.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. That's family.
Yeah. That's my people's, man.
Yeah, okay. Record pool. Been there for a long time. It's all good.
Yeah, no question, man. My brother came up, my brother Garvin from Hackensack, man, back in the day, man. He came up with Q, man. Actually, he kind of taught Q how to spin, man. You know what I mean?
Uh-oh, child.
Garvin.
Garvin?
Yeah, that's my brother.
Wow.
He said he taught me how to spin?
No. I said DJ Q. Not you. Huh? Not taught you how to spin. Nah, we're not trying to start no controversy now. Nah, y'all legends, man.
No, y'all legends.
Let's make sure we get this correct, man.
We all good, baby.
Nah, I just had a bad connection.
Yeah. Let's make sure we get that. Let's make sure we get that correct, man.
Oh, yeah, man. But definitely love to, you know, all the Jersey folks. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
That's what it is. You know, I gotta send a shout out to DJ Finesse, a.k.a. DJ Mason Storm, for making this all happen, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my peoples, you know what I mean? So, you know what I'm saying? So how did y'all get up with Mason Storm anyway, DJ Finesse anyway?
Wow. Well, let's see. We played the New England area a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it was we linked up with him. And then we did a couple things, like he would come out to Vegas when we would do our events out in Las Vegas, and he would represent for D Smooth and his DVD situation. So, you know, he would hold him down for that, and we'd help him with what we was doing. So we know him from back in the days doing stuff like that.
Definitely family, you know what I mean?
Oh, I got to send a shout-out to D Smooth because I actually hit him up just the other day. He was like, you know, he wanted to send his piece and say love to y'all because, you know, y'all family to him.
Oh, indeed. Yes, sir. Yes, but, you know, people see, you know, us, but it's a lot of people behind the scenes that help us do what we do, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely D Smooth, definitely one of them.
So I'm saying, so we going to go back to 105.9 WHBL, man. I mean, hey, tell us all about that. You know, when y'all first got started, tell us about that whole experience, man.
Talk to him, okay.
We got to kind of big up, I guess, Mr. Magic, because, you know, back in the days, I was a fan like everybody else. Still is a fan, but I called into the show. I taped the shows week to week, and for Mr. Magic, he kind of, for me calling in, he kind of connected me with a kid named Jerry Bloodrock, who also had a show on HBI. And I was kind of like his, you know, his understudy. You know, when he did his shows, I would answer his phones and, you know, run his record pool and do a lot of different things. And as I got started like that, eventually, Blood Rock moved to production. He produced Divine Sounds and Rockman Scott and Dynamic 3.
Rest in peace to Mike Music as well.
Oh, yeah, indeed, definitely. And, you know, from then on, Jerry kind of moved into the studio realm, and we kind of did the radio, and we was kind of like a team like that. And, you know, to this day, you know, always they were trying to look out for Blood Rock and, you know, pick up to Mr. Magic. And, you know, it was just, you know, it was a positive thing. And, you know, then Ted caught on and came down with us and boom, boom, he's rocking from there, you know.
Well, you know what I'm saying? I heard from a little birdie that you guys got inducted, you know what I'm saying, into the Museum of Television and Radio, man. How did that feel, man? How did that come about, man?
Shit, we've been on forever.
Yeah, that was basically, you know, HBI, I guess, you know, being honored by those guys. You know, the radio station, HBI, had a lot to do with getting us in there like that, you know?
Yeah, so, you know, they got some of our shows. I guess you can go there and hear. They call it the Paley Center now. They changed the name, but it's basically the same thing. And they have, like, a crazy archive where you can hear, you know, not anybody, but you can hear a lot of different people's programs who've been in, you know, television and radio for a long time.
That's what's up, man. So what kind of, like, you know, back in your day, right, when you were coming up, who were some of the other radio personalities that you guys came up with around that time?
Yeah, we came up with Supreme Team, African Islam, Zulu Beats.
Mr. Magic. Chill Out, Red Alert.
Red Alert.
Yeah.
A lot of the guys that are on HBI when they started out with us, I mean, like, you know, even name cats like Tiki Alexander and Carlos De Jesus and a lot of those guys was, you know, doing their thing on radio also at the time.
What was your guys' highlighted moment, your best moment in doing radio, man?
Well, I don't know if you can say one. I mean, I guess there's been
so many, yeah.
Different moments, different times. I mean,
several of them too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, having, I guess, different interviews, different people come down to the studio. We're on Sirius Satellite, XM now. You know, that was a good move for us.
Yeah.
After being on HBI 105.9 for so many years.
Definitely.
But there's, yeah, you got any specific moments? I can't really think of that off the top of my head.
Not me off the top of the head.
Okay,
I mean,
okay,
just...
give me. You don't got one that's like that. Okay, well, give me at least three. Your top three. Your top three greatest moments.
Well,
one of my greatest moments right in the early days was meeting Africa Bambaataa. I mean, Bambaataa was on the air doing his thing with Africa Islam, and just hearing about him, you know, from back in the days and whatnot, and just finally meeting him was like, you know, pretty instrumental for me, you know.
And love and friendship they bestowed to
exactly.
us and,
exactly.
And welcoming us to you know, to the radio and to hip hop in general, you know, because we were kind of outside. It's coming from Jersey. We weren't in the, you know, we weren't from the Bronx, and we wasn't in the mix like that. But
mm-hmm.
They showed us a lot of love, which made us feel like, okay, it's all right. We, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what
it
is.
Good warm feeling.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
But you know, one thing I can say is the radio has given us opportunity to do other things.
Yeah.
You know, being part production, management, working with different groups, traveling the world, all of those things come from the radio. You know what I mean?
And just breaking.
Go ahead.
Also, just breaking the action. I mean, just like to, you know, look back to this day. I mean, you know, kind of like the first one to break Eric B. and Rakim, and to break a lot of, you know, Kid and Play and a lot of the acts that we see now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, kind of like grew with Sonic MC, stuff like that. We kind of grew with, like, all the acts. So it's a good feeling when you see an act, you know, really get up there and, you know, blow up and, like, you know, wow, it was really instrumental in getting them started, you know?
Yeah, and I think, you know, when you talk about moments, I think some of the great moments was when we were able to hear our names in some of these records, we'd be like, wow, that's us. You know, that was kind of cool. You know, being acknowledged for what you did, you know?
Exactly.
That's what it is, man. So, I mean, come to think about opening up windows, you know, awesome entertainment, man. Could you tell the whole world, you know what I'm saying? I know it has a lot of things, you know, in regards to management, branding, and music production, but could you tell the world about awesome entertainment?
Well, yeah, like I was saying before, you know, the radio and DJing it's a vehicle, you know, and you know, nowadays you see so many artists involved in so many different aspects of business, and that's what that spotlight can do for you, and that's what radio did for us, and Awesome Entertainment is a reflection of that. Like, it allowed us to create events and do other things, and Awesome Entertainment basically is an umbrella company. It does a lot of things, but with regards to marketing and branding, you know, we always did events, you know, and but you know, when we started them, there was no interest because, you know, it was a hip hop event, so you know, you had your people that came to your event, and that was it. But there was no real interest from anybody. You know, Madison Avenue didn't give a heck.
Exactly.
You know,
mm-hmm.
in the early 80s, but as we all know, that changed in, you know, that started to change in the 90s. And obviously now they can't get enough. You can't turn on the TV without some element of hip hop being in anything that they're trying to sell. So with regards to doing events, you know, we started to be able to do events and bring in companies that would sponsor the events. And that gave us the opportunity to create this company, Awesome Entertainment, and, you know, do brand products and all type of things. So,
It's what it is. What kind of products do y'all got branded right now?
Well, like we've had a whole lot of different companies work with us. They would come to us to, like, let's say a shoe company. Perry Ellis was a client. They wanted, you know, people, they wanted the urban market to wear their shoes. So, you know, we created a campaign for them. But there's a lot of companies like that have been around that we've worked with. So, you know, that's what we do now. And I mean, you know, we do a lot of things now, but that's one of the things we do with the company, as well as event consultation, lifestyle marketing, all that type of stuff.
That's what it is. Y'all just versatile, man. That's what it is.
You gotta be in this business. You know, you gotta be, you know, versatile as possible. Just keep your name out there and keep it moving, you know?
Hey, you know, you gotta keep grinding all day, every day.
They are actually entities. They are actually entities in what paved the way to make it possible for your major artists to do what they do now.
Right.
Hey.
Indeed.
That was definitely a window that they opened up.
Yeah,
seriously.
I got a question for y'all, brothers. Like, at what point in time did you start seeing the transition go from where the stones that y'all set to where hip hop is now? Like, what was like some of the transitions that y'all saw that was changing? Hip hop is different.
I know for one
now
thing,
from the origin from where y'all came from. So like, what do y'all see that? The level of difference.
Off the top of the head, I know, like, when I talk to Red Alert sometimes, and he says to us, like, we were probably one of the first shows to, like, be, like, almost like a mix show, because our show was almost like an extension to, like, a lot of the shows that went to commercial radio, and then they started doing their hourly mix shows, you know what I mean? So I think, you know, on that tip, I think it was instrumental in doing that, you know what I mean? Like, as far as setting the format for cats to check, to say, okay, we rock for this hour like this, you know what I mean? And then when they went to commercial radio, they kind of, a lot of the cats that went on there kind of did it almost similar or the same way.
Yeah. Every city had to have a mix show after New York, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the things I think our show was able to do is help to make that a reality. I mean, you know, like I said, and you know, if you listen to us back then, you know that there was no daytime mixes. There was no hip-hop, period,
right,
except,
yeah,
you know, the late-night shows. And then you had, you know, Red Alert on Kiss, and then Mr. Magical on BLS.
Wow.
And, right. And then so, and that became the, like, a standard that everybody would have in every city. You know, if you're in Boston, they had their mix show. If you're in Tennessee, they had their mix show.
Right.
That was one of the big things.
Yeah, I remember when y'all came on, I got in a lot of trouble for putting tape over my grandmother quiet tapes, man.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah, I could
see that.
We got a lot of grandma. It's all good, you know?
Yeah, that's
grandma.
Appreciate them tapes.
Live in the building. 202, you live in the building, you know what I'm saying, with the awesome 2 and Billy Blass and Lushy Lush. What's the business?
Hello.
202. Hello. 202. You live. You live in the building. 202. What's going on?
Oh yeah. This Garvin is Blast's brother. Yo. This Garvin from the sack. What's good, daddy?
Peace, Garvin. What's happening?
What up, baby?
All right. It's good,
what's
going on?
Yeah.
Yo, he called me. He was like, he's on. What's good, man? I'm listening to y'all. Y'all took me back real quick, yo, to HBO, all that old, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Listening
to y'all late night.
Yeah, bro. Lost a lot of sleep, but, you know, it was worth
it. Yeah, I remember all that. That's y'all, real talk. Y'all got me popping, because, yo, Ted, you know, Fries, Ace, and them, they back
indeed
in the D-Drake thing.
That's the era I'm from.
Yeah.
Right.
Shout out to them, man.
It's funny, because, you know, my brother, he seen me doing my numbers. I was looking at Ted and them, you know, Roddy Rod, all them, and Hackensack, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
It came up, you know what I'm saying? And now he's doing his numbers.
There you go.
Yeah, but
it's a cipher, you know what I'm saying?
There's definitely a lot of inspirations. Right here, local town, you know, Revy Rev, the Breakout Crew, Kevin K.
Right.
You know, Inglewood had their crews, Passaic had their crews.
Yes,
but, you know, it was real, and, you know, that was inspiration for us, you know.
Yes,
definitely.
Yeah, that's where I'm from. I just wanted to pick y'all up, man.
Appreciate
it. I just wanted to pick y'all up, you know what I'm saying? Because y'all the pioneers for real, you know what I'm saying?
Good looks, fam.
Still trying to keep the move. You know how we do.
All right, y'all hold it down, man.
All right. See you soon, man.
Yeah, I'll be up the way. Y'all hold it down.
Holla at us, man.
All right, peace.
Thanks. What it is. Live on Lush Radio. You get nothing but exclusive history making stuff live on Lush Radio. It's not a game. If you want to talk to Teddy Ted and Special K, the Awesome 2, y'all need to call it at 347-826-7722. We making history, baby. It's not a game. Holla at your girl. You know what I mean?
This feel like HBI right here.
Get the numbers out. You know what I mean? Shout everybody out. Yeah, it definitely feels like that. You know?
And we glad you're doing your thing because, you know, y'all really representing that real, you know?
That's it. We need that.
It's like you can't fall away from the
man. I look up to y'all, man. I look up to y'all. Y'all set the standard, you know what I mean? So, you know, trying to follow in y'all footsteps, you know? So, I'll ask you a question, Teddy Ted. This has been on my mind for a minute.
Mm.
Why do they call you the O-Child, man? What's up with that?
The O-Child?
Break it down, O-Child.
Let's see. Oh, okay. Yeah, there was this girl that came in and did a promo for us, and she was trying to sound sexy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, she, you know, like we would say, like, okay, say my name and, you know, say something sexy. And she was like, ooh, Teddy Ted. So that was a promo that we used to play. And, you know, and we played a lot, and everybody liked it. And so they would, you know, they just start calling me the Ooh Child.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, man.
And so that was it.
We had the integrated records and all that.
A record with Nice and Smooth called the Ooh Child, and, you know.
That's it.
Wow, okay.
That's how that went. But, yeah, it stemmed from the radio.
Right. There's still no bones in ice cream.
That's right.
A big show coming up in New York in a minute too, boy. You know?
Yeah, look for us at
y'all going to that party?
Which one?
Huh?
I'm going to that party tonight.
Which one?
It's a party in New York tonight. I know it's hosted by LL's. A lot of old school cats is going to be up there.
That's Chuck Chillout.
Chuck Chillout party.
Yeah. Y'all going up there?
We're working on it. Yeah, we're trying to be in there, you know?
Okay, you know, I ain't going to hold y'all too long and stuff, because I know y'all, you know, y'all got to make moves, y'all busy people and stuff.
We appreciate you taking our time and letting us get on your situation and do our thing with you, you know?
So, you know what I'm saying? This is an honor for me, man. You know, I'm trying to teach these young cats, because a lot of people don't know their history when it comes to hip-hop. And I'm trying to bring all the cats back, so, you know what I'm saying, these young cats, you know, you can't say you know hip hop when you don't know the history and the origin of where it came from and the whole movement. You know what I mean?
That's true.
A lot of these young cats think that, you know, like you know, with all due respect to T Pain, but you know they calling the voice box like they calling it the T Pain nowadays.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
Like you know,
a lot of them.
Yeah, in this world that they live in right now, he's not even, they don't even fathom him. He's non-existent, you know what I mean?
Right.
They don't even know where that came from.
Exactly.
So this is like
if you go back, you know, you go back to Computer Love, you know what I'm saying? You know where it all originated from, so you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just if you was back in the 80s, you was back in them days, and you know the real deal, these young cats is like, oh, T-Pain came up with this stuff. Come on, man, check your history. Get your game up, for real, real talk.
Well, it's up to us that are in the media and in power to try to, you know, do our part, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, you can only do what you can do,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So as long as you're doing what you can do, then it's on somebody else, you know what I mean?
You teach one, that's, you know, teach a million, you know what I mean?
No doubt.
It is. I got another question.
Go ahead, Lush.
I have one other question. What was the hardest adversity that you guys had to face dealing with the industry, man?
Mm. Well, there's been a lot of that. I mean, you know, being on HBI all them years, you know.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
That was rough because, you know, mm-hmm. it was a buy time station. We had to pay for commercials. I mean, we had to pay for the time, so we had to get commercials
that,
and that was another. That's another reason that the marketing, you know, the branding and all that. We know how to work with advertisers and so sponsors. So that was training for what we do now, I guess.
Like, basically, we was our own salesmen, our own everything else, you know what I mean? So it was good, though. You know,
yeah, it was a good learning experience.
Good learning experience, you know.
So that was one adversity. Another adversity is being a so-called legend or from the old school. At a certain point was really like, it was hard because it wasn't in fashion. You know what I mean? It wasn't in style. So you was kind of put in a box, you know, like, even though you do the same thing the new guy does, you're the old guy, or even though, and you might even be younger than the new guy, but
right.
It didn't matter. It was, you've been there 10, 15, 20 years. So that was one adversity. It's and that's a new, that is, you know, I don't know if anybody still deals with that. I'm sure they do, but now the classic hip hop thing is back in fashion, somewhat. So that's something you still deal with, but not in such a bad way.
Yeah, exactly. Not like it was before. You know, again.
You know what I mean? You got Hip Hop Honors, which is a big show, and people
mm-hmm.
look forward to it. And they're celebrating being classic.
Yeah.
So what I'm talking about, it wasn't celebrated for a minute. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's crazy because, like, you know what I'm saying, it hurts me sometimes because I'm like, yo, all these pioneers set the way for you cats to even get on and be getting spins and being able to do as much as you do. And you guys don't even know who they are. You guys don't even give them homage. It's crazy. That's the whole reason why I was like, if I'm going to do this radio jump off, I have to bring back, you know what I'm saying, the realness, you know,
mm-hmm.
where they really had a passion for the music, when hip-hop was a movement, when hip-hop wasn't commercial, when hip-hop was a way of life, you know what
right.
I'm saying? Hip-hop is a way of life now, but, you know what I'm saying, to each its own, that's a whole nother story, you know,
yeah.
I talk about, but that's later on, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I got to send a shout-out to Busy B. I'm going to his birthday party this Sunday, you know, a legend.
Yeah.
I had him on here. He was doing his 1-2. Shout out to Matt.
All right.
I have on here doing his 1-2.
Hip Hop Honors. He was up in there. Yep. Grandmaster Caz, Nelly Mel, the whole crew.
Yes, sir.
Got to shout them out.
That's what it is, man.
But you know, can I drop a little information about our
yeah,
show
do what
coming
you
up? Do. Yeah, Saturday tomorrow. We're going to have Stetsasonic on live on our program from 4 to 10. Well, they won't be on from 4 to 10. We'll be on from 4 to 10. They'll be closer towards the end of the show.
Yeah,
that's
gonna
on,
be on
Sirius Satellite, Backspin 43.
Yeah, they got a big show tomorrow night in New York, too. So we're just trying to, like, you know, inaugurate them and break them into the new phase. You know what I mean? Because they got back together now. They're going to come back out and showcase how it's done, you know?
No doubt. Also, we got Grand Wizard Theodore. And Joe Conzo, because, you know, they're doing an exhibit up at Cornell University next week, a hip-hop exhibit. And so they're going to come up on Sunday, same bad time, same bad channel. And we're going to talk to them. So
that's what it is. So call-in number, you can call in or what's what? You got,
yeah,
got
give them some information, okay?
What's that?
The call-in number. What is the number?
Call number is 1-877-33 Sirius.
And what's the email?
Email is awesome2@sirius-radio.com.
No doubt.
MySpace too.
Yeah, MySpace is myspace.com/TheOochild. Or as Lush says, the O-Child. O-O-H-C-H-I-L-D, y'all.
Man. And give them the website, too, man, so they can check that out, too.
Awesome2.com, AWESOME, the number 2.com.
Holler at us, you know what I mean?
So, you know, before, because I know I ain't trying to hold y'all up too long, because I know y'all got to go to this party and everything. But, like, what do we expect from Austin 2 in the future, man? Because, you know, y'all legends, I love y'all and everything, man. What we expect for you in the future, man?
Well, we're working on another music project. This one is going to be, how do I describe it? It's going to be a like a DJ project. I don't know if you notice, like, groups like Daft Punk and these type of groups. So it's going to be an instrumental type of music.
Bring instrumental back.
Yeah,
you know?
Because something we noticed or is lacking in hip-hop is instrumentals.
Yep.
If you remember back in the days, we used to have all type of records that had very, no vocals, no rappers, maybe a chorus, but, you know, like Davey DMX or Herbie Hancock's Rocket with DXT, you know.
Oh, Herbie Hancock, dang.
You know, we're trying to do a joint. We're trying to do an EP with some songs like that. So that's our next project.
Yep.
That's what's up, man. I got definitely, you got to let me know when that comes out and when y'all doing that so I can promote that. Wow, I got another caller calling in, man.
All right.
401, you're live in the building on Lush Radio with the Awesome 2 and Billy Blass.
Yo, what's the good? It's your boy,
hey,
D Smooth. What's up, homies?
Hey, how you, man? How's it doing, baby?
What up, baby? Paul?
Right.
I'm good. Yo, Lushy Lush, what's good, man?
What's good? Ain't nothing. Digging in the scene. Gangsterling, woo-hoo.
Oh man, I just had to call. I didn't mean to interrupt your whole the interview, you know, about the instrumentals. But you know, I had to definitely shout out my peoples, man. Awesome too. You know, we go back like Rock and Chair, Special K, Teddy Ted.
No doubt.
You know, some real good dudes in the industry, man. Like, you know, and I mean like very, very humble. I mean, we've broken bread. I mean, we've hung out. We've been to Cali. We've been to. Miami, all over. You know, we've done shows.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, everything, you know what I mean? And, you know, just want to tell everybody, man, you know, these are some real, real good dudes. They definitely legends in the game. I mean, these are the only cats that I'd be around, and we go out of town, and people come over to them and bow instead of shake their hand. So that's
wow,
that's what's up.
That's what's up. Need to hang out with y'all, man. People bowing.
Yeah, people bowing.
Up,
I think what it is, I think it's just out of respect, you know, because, you know, longevity, you know, this game is full of snakes and, you know, and just people that aren't appreciative, you know, for their positions, you know, and Awesome 2 has definitely, you know, always been that way. Like, I'm talking like extremely humble, still hungry, still out on the road doing, you know, the same old, like in terms of just shaking hands and kissing babies and doing it with a smile. You know, and that's important because once you, you know, I believe once you've been in the industry for a certain amount of time, a lot of times people just believe that they don't have to do that anymore. Like, they met everybody. They still understand that sometimes you got to reintroduce yourself to people, you know, and that's just real.
Yeah.
Well, you said they was babies and all that. I thought they was politicians the way you was talking about them.
Hey, it's a political game, actually. you gotta do your politics. You gotta do your due diligence on the politics.
That's it.
Yeah, you know, and you know, I mean, I'm gonna continue to listen. I'm gonna sign off. But anyways, it's D Smooth World Premiere DVD. I did
your
show back in when I do your show, Lush.
So I can't. You know how I got short term memory, son. Y'all need to check out D Smooth. You know what I'm saying? His interviews like. World Premiere DVD is the hottest DVD circulating worldwide, doing this one-two, you know?
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to tell everybody, too, that if you ever in Vegas for the Magic Show, whether it's in February or it's in August, make sure somehow, someway, you find out how to get to an Awesome 2 party at the hotel, suite party.
Wow.
Hey, listen, the sweet parties are the illest parties. I went to the Kamora Lee Simmons party with these guys. We went to a lot of parties. I mean, you know, big up Fat Farm, Fat Fashion, and all that. But the hottest party was the sweet party. It was intimate.
Everybody, you know, you can talk to whomever you want to talk to. There was the girls, it was crazy in there. Like, the drinks was in there. Like, everything just was cool at the Wynn Hotel. So I don't know where y'all having it this coming February, but I'll definitely be there.
Oh, no doubt. We'll let you know.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm trying to tag along. What's good, yo? What the girls looking like, though?
Over the cross. No doubt.
Everything is everything. You got to be there. Everything is everything.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's one of them you got to be there joints.
Oh, yeah.
All right, yo, I'm signing off, man. Yo, y'all stay up, man. Ted, I'm going to get up with you later. You already know what it is.
All right,
one
Charlie.
Love,
good luck.
All right, man. One love.
One love.
Hey, yeah, man, y'all over there touching people all over the world and stuff, man. Dang.
Yeah, Providence in the house. If y'all check the website, you can see some of the pictures from the MySpace. If you check the MySpace, you can see some of the photos from the – it's called What Happens in Vegas. That's a series that we do during the Magic Fashion Trade Show. So mm-hmm. we always hiring girls. If any pretty ladies is listening want to work, holler at your boys. But yeah, that you know that's one of the branding events that we do, and it's pretty nice. It's pretty fun.
That's what it is, man. So what happens in Vegas? Does it stay in Vegas?
Well, it depends. Depends on who it happens to. But for the most part, yeah.
You know.
Oh man. Yo, man, I love y'all, man, for real. Everything that y'all doing, you guys are pioneers, you guys are icons, you guys are legend, and I'm bowing down to you right now, son. Real talk, I am so honored right now to have you on my show, for you to even take time out of your day to come on my show and honor me and bless me with you guys' presence, man. Real talk, I pray to God that everything that you guys want in life, it comes true. You know, and I wish you much success in everything you do in the future. Blessings to your family and all that, man. For real, real talk.
Appreciate that. Really appreciate that, you know.
Definitely. Thank yeah. both of you guys.
Hey,
you
listen,
know.
Gentlemen, before y'all sign off, is there like any pointers or any advice that you can give to any of the up and coming people that are trying to step into the entertainment game, like from your experience?
Well, you know, find out what you want to do. I mean, really research and know exactly what you want to do. Because, you know, some people, they see the videos and they say, I want to be an MC. But they might be better as a manager. Or they might be better as a photographer. You can still be in the game, but you don't necessarily have to be the rapper. You know what I mean?
Right.
So find out exactly what you want to do. You know, do your research and once you figure that, if you love it, you don't stop. You know what I mean? I don't care how old you are or what people say. If you love it, it makes you happy, keep doing it.
That's it.
You know? But definitely, you know, get your knowledge about what you want to do.
Right.
Okay?
Hard
work breeds success.
Exactly.
Yeah, I wanna just, you know, just say big up to you and likewise. And also, for the cats out there that's coming out, rapping-wise, what have you, know, come out, be yourself, you know what I mean? Don't try to emulate nobody, you know, do it the way, you know, you feel in your heart you could do it and stick to it like that, you know?
Indeed.
Any setbacks, you know, got to keep at it, you know?
Yo, because y'all, like, hold on for, like 2-3 seconds because I got two cats in there and they want to talk to you, like, right now, and they on the phone right now. So stand fast with me real quick. All
right.
Live on Lush Radio with Teddy Ted, Special K, the Awesome 2, 757. You're live in the building. State your business.
What's crackin'? It's Cool V and who?
K Solo in the building. What up, fellas?
What up, man?
What up,
man?
Hello.
What's up, fam?
That's what it is.
What's going on with you?
Man, we just out here hustling, man. Lush hit me up. You know, this is Cool V. Lush hit me up, and then I grabbed K Solo, and I heard y'all two's in the building. It was on and popping. Was good.
Yes, sir.
One love.
How y'all brothers been doing, man?
We good. You know, we was in Providence.
Yeah, Providence. Yeah.
I saw a fly. We was there with EPMD, and I saw a flyer with K Solo, and who else was on that joint?
It was Cannabis.
Cannabis.
Wow.
Yeah,
so
man.
We just missed you.
Yeah, we was like a date. We was like, y'all was at Passions.
Exactly.
Yeah, no question. Yo, Lorraine told me to tell Teddy Ted that she was going to get in touch with him.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm talking about, right, cousin?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah, she mad talented, man. Yo,
I know.
I'm trying to get a lot of projects off the ground. That's all. I'm out here doing the executive thing.
There you go. There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Sitting behind the desk. I still got an album that's coming out, though, with a lot of new featured artists on it on my record label, Waste Management Records.
Yeah.
Sean Doe, my boy Sean Doe from Brooklyn. He's on Bishop Lamont's album.
He's hot, too.
Yeah, he's real hot. And he's my first rapper. And then I got Maintain. He's on Cash's album. On, you know, he's a kid from Chicago. He's on he's running with Cash's right now on Eminem's label. So my artists is just basically doing their thing. But I'm going to drop They'll Be Hell to Pay and The Murder Fest. The same month in February, and it's a double album with a DVD.
Okay, there it is.
Oh, baby, let's go.
I need
yes, I've been gone for a minute, so. Right.
Oh,
don't forget, you got that mixtape coming out, too, you about to drop.
Yeah, and the mixtape is crazy, too. That's called Killing Them, Wolf and Murder Mouth, Volume 1.
All
right. Yeah, we need all that.
Like
hey,
I said, man, just basically staying in the
cut you off real quick. Real quick, I got another caller calling in. 703, you're live in the building. What's the business?
You already know.
What's up, son?
What's good, babe?
What's up with this? I didn't hear. I'm sorry.
You already know what this is. It's Cartier, babe. How y'all
what's
doing?
Up,
what's up, girl?
What up? We good,
fam. Hey, man, it's calling to come. Except to see what's going on, man. You know, in the neighborhood.
Yeah, I got Teddy Ted and Special K live in the building. Awesome, too. You know what I'm saying?
People?
What up, Special K? What up, Teddy Set?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's good?
How you?
Cardi, yeah,
yo,
man.
We also got Cool V and K-Solo on the line. Cardi, what's going on, brother?
What's up, K-Solo? No.
What up, Cardi? Yeah, what's up?
How you doing, brother?
That's what it is, baby. It's sweet. It's swift.
Hey, Blood, what up, homie?
What's going on, brother? What's the deal?
I hear hustling, cousin. It is usual. You know what's up.
Smoking
on
my blood. Hey, Solo, what's going on, man? You think we could get a 2008 Spellbound, man?
Yeah, what's up with the Spellbound, man? You know,
we need a 2008 Spellbound, man.
Right now, man, I'm in the studio with Sean Price and Cannabis, man. We getting it popping, man. We stirring up some real good stuff.
Oh, you got Cannabis with you, man?
Yeah, Cannabis is signed to my record label.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. I gotta hear that shit right there.
You
on my hip hop list, man.
About to blast off now, the new version that you about to do. What you just telling me, K?
Yeah, the Moms of My Business new version is called "Her Parents Don't Understand Me."
Right.
Off the meat rack.
Right.
Yo, real talk,
man.
It's off the meat rack. And like I said, I don't rhyme for the money. I rhyme because I like to do it, and I think that you know, when the album is correct and it's done, you know, it comes out.
Real talk.
That's where it's at with it, you know what I'm saying? It's just love doing what you do, and you do what you do the way you do what you do. Everything's going to be all right.
Yeah, let the people hear that music,
real talk,
man.
Real talk, I don't want to cut you off real quick, but I need to get back to Teddy Ted and Special K, and then we can, you know, once they, because
no
they got to go head off to a party.
That's
then
right,
we can
that's right.
Get to,
that's right.
You know what I'm saying? So, Teddy Ted, Special K, you know what I'm saying? You know I love y'all. Y'all my peoples. I know y'all got to do what y'all do. You know what I mean? We got love for you on Lush Radio. Mikasa, Sukasa, y'all can stop by anytime you want to. Hopefully one day I'll be on Sirius with y'all, maybe a special guest or something, you know what I mean?
Why not?
Let's make it happen. Shout out to us, K-Solo, Cool V, Cardi.
Yeah, no shout out to you guys, too, man.
Word up. Thanks for calling
Before y'all bounce out, man, I want to let y'all know, too, that I started an online joint. Lush is definitely fam in the building. For Trunk Hustlers, so y'all get a chance to make sure y'all check and join that out. And that's basically another online community that we're working together with. You know, Lush has been one of the only cats, really. It's only been one of the few, really, to understand the movement that we got to start working together and empower ourselves. You know what I'm saying?
Indeed.
To really push each other. So when y'all get a chance, check it out. You know, Akasa Dikasa 2, you know, it's fan movement going on. And we about to, you know, make it because Lush been doing some main things. When she reached out to me, I had no choice, man, because Lush is a beast. So we were just like, yo, we just clicked and we were talking about how hard it is in the industry to get cats really to start moving as a unit together and start working together instead of letting these labels and everybody else screw us over. These distributional cats out here, you know, these cats is making the money off of us. Do we work together and start education, you know, each other so we can have that empowerment popping off, real talk.
Indeed.
That's right.
Indeed. That's what needs to happen.
So you guys be good, Teddy Sanders, Special K. You guys be safe, man, K-Solo.
Good luck, family.
Good luck, baby.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we see y'all doing your thing, man. Much love, man. Y'all definitely, we definitely got to connect, for real.
Hey, yo, Teddy, right. Teddy, I'm going to hook up with homegirl, too, man. I'm going to try to, like, manage the situation so we can all rock. She speaks highly of your music. Yeah, she speaks highly of you, man.
All right, let's get up.
Yeah, let's get up, man. Okay, 100.
Okay, 100.
I want it.
That's what it is.
What up, Lush?
You know what I'm saying? Doing my 1-2 live on Lush Radio. You know what I'm saying? We had the icons, the legends. You know, you already know, like Cardi say. We had, you know what I'm saying, your man Teddy Ted. You know what I'm saying? The Ooh Child and Special K, the Awesome 2. Legends, man. If you don't know who these people are, then you're lame. You need to get your game up.
Get out of the game.
You need to get your record, man. In Hip Hop Legend Dictionary, man, because they don't know what time it is, man.
Well, you know what I'm saying? We live on the clowning session. We got your man Cartier, you know what I'm saying? We got Cool V, you know what I'm saying? And we Homeboy live in the building. We got your man Billy Blast live on Lush Radio. So what's the deal, man? What's the deal, fam? You was making all them drops and stuff, so go ahead, Cool V and fam. Do your 1-2 and drop it off.
Real talk. First of all, thanks, Lush, for reaching out, man, because that's real love. And anytime you ask me, you know, it's official. You got my support, 150. Basically, you know, like I said, I was just trying to get cats to understand, like, you know, just like yourself, or people who don't understand. Y'all listeners, Lush is doing the main thing because she reaches out to everybody, I mean, old and new, and she really brings people in the building to provide an outlet. And me and Lush had conversations when we met. Just talking about, you know, people providing a lane for newcomers, you know what I'm saying? And really also providing the lane for a lot of even the old school cats to educate the new cats about, not just about the game, but just about everything, about life in general. We got a lot of things going on. There's a lot that's popping off. You know, ever since, you know, big up, you know, RIP, my partner in crime, Justo. We still carrying on his legacy with a lot of different movements popping off, man. Y'all can definitely check out one of the movements I'm doing is Bernini's, Trunk Hustlers. They're kind of like I was saying earlier, to get your biz and network and pop it off. And make sure you check out Lush site, because it's just bananas, too. We got some big things we're going to be popping up together. Only thing I'm doing now is pretty much the usual. You already know, like, the Ear Crack Radio or MixedUp.TV. We, you know, even though we ain't doing the MTV, we got some other things we popping up now. It's all Mixed Up TV, baby. We're going to come hard this year. We got some from Underwire Magazine, The People's Choice. We just hustling. So at the end of the day right now, we got some, you know, a lot of different, you know, lanes for newcomers that want to get shine, and we definitely working with in the building. And then the biggest thing of all that we're going to have is me and us. I'm working on something for some workshops for the kids. I got a foundation called Operation We Care. That's one of the most important things I've been working on, which is a lane for disadvantaged youth and for homeless cats, because we you know, if we handle that situation, it's going to handle us. So that's the biggest thing that, you know, most important thing, the V got popping up, which I'm going to have everybody rocking with me, K, Solo, Lush, everybody in the building, everybody, you know what I'm saying, Cardi, I'm going to reach out to you and B, too, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that's in the building, you know, this is something we definitely need to be, you know, focused on, is doing something to give back to these kids, because at the end of the day, you know, like you said, people always talk about how bad the youth is, and they don't do this, they don't do that, but if we don't provide no lanes for these little cats, you know what I'm saying, we can't complain about how they wildin', real talk.
Yeah, man. I know, he was my promoter, man. You do a lot of plugs, man.
Man, I'm just hustling, man. You know, like I said, man, you know how we used to do back in the days, man. You always had a handful of flies. You know what I'm saying? Nothing changed, man.
You got to get yourself up there, baby.
OB, man. You got to get it in. That's what's cracking, family.
Got to, man.
So K-Solo, man, you know what I'm saying? You doing a thing with cannabis, man. That's big right there, son. Like, everybody's wondering what's cannabis doing, son. So, you know, you definitely got to come on the show. You know I got to interview you. You know you got to bring cannabis
no
live.
Question, no question.
You got to do that one, too. You know
yeah,
what
no
mean?
Question. No question, Lush. We'll have it. We'll definitely have it. As soon as we get out the studio, we coming right through.
That's what it is, man. It's not a game. You getting
Lush, you
but exclusives, man.
We can bring... You know, also we talking about Soul for Real. Don't forget Soul for Real, okay?
Ow.
We can bring Soul for Real back up on that call and also Sugar Hill at the same time.
Oh yeah, my cousin doing Soul for Real.
That's what it is, man.
Cannabis,
hey, man, I'm bringing nothing. I'm bringing nothing. is live in the building. Legends, icons, it's not a game. So if you want to know your hip-hop history, log on to Lush Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/LushRadio9. It's not a game. You know what I'm saying? Y'all cats out here talking about you know hip-hop. You don't know hip-hop. If you ain't logged on to Lush Radio, then you're playing yourself. And you need to log on to Trunk Hustlers. If you think you're a real hustler, log on to TrunkHustlers.com. It's a one-stop shop, man. It's where you can get everything you need in life, man. Real talk, if you're a hustler, man. I'm a hustler. I'm a hustler, homie. Holla at your man, Cool Z.
I told you all day. I'm Lush.
I'm Lush. You heard? You know what I'm saying? I'm a hustler. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Billy Blast, I know you want to do your drops, your 1-2, you know what I'm saying? My big producer, my dude, you know what I'm saying? My co-host, drop your 1-2.
Yeah, you already know Billy Blast, Vintage Beast Productions in the building, Lush Radio, exclusive fashion and furs, my man Cartier in the building, don't say you got him, get him, you already know.
Already know. That's what's popping.
That's what it is,
cool,
man.
Cool BK Solo, shout to y'all, man, y'all pioneers, I came up under y'all, man. You know what I mean? The Spellbound, I'm looking for a Spellbound, and that's crazy because, you know, we were just having a conversation about where's cannabis at, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it was crazy that y'all coming to the forefront right now with that name. Because as a matter of fact, Cardi, the other night, if I'm mistaken, we was on the phone. We was just talking about what's up with cannabis. Like, he was light years ahead of his time, man.
He was saying how nasty he was. He was like just so incredible on the microphone, man. It was crazy, man.
Talking about that, son. Like, you know.
Hey, you know, it's about time to bring that real sound back, and especially with the rebirth. And like I was telling, you know, Kate. Earlier, we spoke like last week, it's going to be a whole rebirth of hip-hop once this, you know, Notorious joint come out, because everybody going to want to know about more old-school MCs, especially for this newer generation. So now it's time for that intelligence. We done danced enough. We done wild out enough. So it's time to bring it back to spit some real bars on this mic.
That's what it is, man. Can't keep on coming out with all this clown stuff, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? If you wearing tight pants and all that crazy stuff, you know what I'm saying? What's up with that, man? What's up with the tight pants and the cosmetic bags talking about they duffel bags, man?
Well, you,
but
you
to
know
each
what? I'm going to on the real talk. I think what it is it's just that time because, you know, we have the country been so messed up and we had things been so real that people been trying to just escape. So people didn't want to hear nothing that was too real. And I think now since, you know, Obama popping in, this is around the right time, since, you know, this country is getting wised up as to the decisions that we're making this year, that this is only right. It's time for change. Like you said, you know, like his campaign says, it's time for change, not just in how we handle the situations of the world, but even how we do business day to day, because if we don't make change, then that change, like I said earlier, is going to handle us. So it's about that time right now.
That's real talk. Hey, can y'all guys stand fast for me on the line? I'm about to go to a song from Cartier real quick, you know what I'm saying? So y'all stand fast. After this song, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about some deep issues. We're going to do some little hip-hop reports and get our 1-2 in, you know what I mean? So stand fast for me.
You all day, man. And Cartier, you know I want to hear that fire from you, so that's what's cracking.
You already know. You already know me. You about to hear that right now, babe.
Hey, P.E., looking for the beat, nigga. Ha! About to kill him, Joe. Let's go, Cardi. I'm thinking, why me? I'm itching for this shit like poison ivy. But I don't need strips. Long as I'm in the street, I got a good connection like high speed. And I ain't signing off no time soon. I told you I'm hot like the middle of the moon. Yeah, I don't fuck with you damn rappers. Rap shots, stay spreading news like Dan Rather. You sweet like Eminem, not Marshall Mathers. I ain't dissing him, but if I did, would it fucking matter? Call me a super platinum. He's on another black though. I'm just a cocky asshole trapped in a ghetto capsule. Rappers been passing, futuristic flow. Left they asses in the past tense like my Air Max assist. Now that I have your attention, I'm so dope from now on. Call me the addiction. Between me and them, the difference is what? Well, I pimp a hoe. Y'all Mac chickens, your dollar menu is. As far as me, I'm something you gon' remember, man. Go to war with me and lose your leg like Lieutenant Dan. Damn, I really shouldn't have did that. That site's gotta carry shit where I live at. Right shit, I ain't leaving till my death. It's like I only got my right arm, cause I ain't never left. Yeah, only I stay connected. Y'all niggas still buffering. Go log off, dawg. Save yourself to suffering. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Look.
Yeah, it's your girl Lushy Lush, man. If you wanna see hot stars, you wanna see sexy ladies, you wanna see Baltimore raw and uncut, man, then you need to holler at Hood Punishers, man. The hottest DVD circulating the Baltimore area, man. Be more stand up, man. Boots got nothing but the hottest, the realest. If you wanna get on, she give you an opportunity to get on, man. Number hot videos. Shutting it down, and let us come to your hood and punish you. Hood Punishers, www.myspace.com, Hood Punishers 176, man. Watch out, cause I'ma punish you, baby. Lush. Yeah, this is your girl, Lushy Lush, and I'm just telling you, man, if you want nothing but the exclusive fashion, nothing but custom-made jackets, from furs to shoes to boots, anything you want to make you feel sexy, we have exclusive fashion and furs. Yeah, holla at exclusive fashion and furs at www.myspace.com. Exclusive fashion, the number 4, real, or www.myspace.com/ Potter Jar, PotterJoh, or call them at 860-777-6578. And baby, if it's not exclusive, it's not fashion.
What's up? This is Letitia, and I'm here with Lushy Lush, because she's
hey.
On LushRadioOnline.com.
Yeah, 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 it's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building, shutting it down. Thank God it's Friday, doing my 1-2. We have Special K and Teddy Ted, the awesome 2 live in the building. We got your man Billy Blast, DMV's hottest producer, shutting it down, doing this 1-2. We got Cool V, Trunk Hustlers live in the building, doing that positive thing like the positive dude he is. You know what I'm saying? And fam, you know what I'm saying? Along with Cartier doing the 1-2 on Lush Radio. You know what I mean? Let's get it in.
Yo, all I can say, man, is after hearing your ads, man, I'm ready to hit the stove. Yo, Lushy be putting it in. I had to get that one for you. Shameless plug, Lush. Panini.
Oh, man. Yo, is Cardi, how you say that them cats is chicken McNuggets or something, son? What you say?
Yeah. A dollar menu one, man. A dollar
yo,
menu.
Yo, menu niggas, son. Cardi,
that song, man, get at me, my dude, because that song was, yo, straight crack, homeboy, man.
I appreciate it, brother. I appreciate it, brother. Appreciate it.
I was definitely vibing that one, my dude, man, when you came in, and then when you called these cats that comic book clown biz, you get the whistle.
I'm in D.C., man. It's a lot of D.C. comics out there, man. It's a whole concept song about these niggas, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling it, dog. You definitely doing what you do.
Yeah, it's crazy. I seen a dude running downtown the other day with a Joker suit on and a microphone in his hand.
Hey, they got to put the Cardi sign in the air, man, so I can protect your serve, baby.
Yeah,
you
for real. Cats running around with microphones and question marks on their chest and trying to figure out what the fuck they talking about.
I don't know what they talking about, man. Where's Waldo, man?
Yeah, you know what? I just think, like we were saying earlier, that it's time for, you know, for, and it's like this, no disrespect to nobody, because I can respect everybody's lane, you know what I'm saying? You know, myself, cool, you know, K is definitely an international dude, you know, because K is getting love everywhere from Cali all over the board, and, you know, me, I'm a street dude from all over, and I feel like, you know, the problem with, it's not so much about, like the hip hop, I don't have, like, you know, I don't want to get into the whole Soulja Boy issue and all this and that, but I would say that the problem is that everybody had their own space, their own time, their own lane. And I think that right now is just time for us, you know, right now we ain't, it ain't nothing to be dancing about this era right now. You know what I'm saying? We got too much on us. You know, our youngest got too much on us. You know, and the thing is, it's that has its lane, but there also need to be a lane for, you know, like what Cartier is saying, you know, the Cartiers, you know, the Nas's and the new Nas's to come in and start bringing that old real back, because that's what time it is right now. We need to hear, I want to hear something I'm relating to, because I know I ain't Soulja Boy right now. You know what I mean? I'm a grown man, so we need some grown hip-hop, too.
Yes, man, this is life. I want to ask you, though,
does a grown man wear blue pants with makeup parties, man? What's up with that, man? For real,
it's the monkey see generation. Me and Kay was talking about that a few weeks ago. You know, nowadays, you know, when we grew up, Lush, you remember it was the days where everybody was cool to be an individual. You know what I'm saying? You had to be a trendsetter. You ain't go to a club and have on the same thing your man had on, or somebody was going to clown with you. You know what I'm saying? Now it's like, yo, it's me and my man. We got to dress up like twins and go out. You know, so the mind state of little kids has changed. We grew up, when we was in high school, it was about being an individual. You know what I'm saying? The new school is more so about, like, okay, well, I'm going to buy whatever this cat has, and it's on TV. Nobody has to be an individual anymore. Even in the music industry, they was talking about that. I don't know if y'all saw this thing on MTV when they was talking about people, everybody doing the new T-Pain now. And the problem is that people are not inventive no more to create their own line. That's not actually supported anymore by the labels. You got these label reps is telling you, you know, hey, well, if you say this, you sound like this, you spit this, then this is marketable. We're going to push you. You know what I'm saying? If people come in with individual and creative projects nowadays, the labels don't have the A&Rs and the people that love the music to really push it anymore, because nowadays labels and these people are grabbing these college graduates who have never listened to hip-hop before, who ain't into the music, and now they're telling us what's hot, and they just started listening to hip-hop 2 months ago.
Right.
We used to have people where you didn't even get put on if you wasn't part of the music industry. I remember back in the days you couldn't be an A&R unless you had musical history. Now you got cats just hopping up being A&Rs because their cousins in the joint, they graduated from Harvard or Yale or whatever, when that has nothing to do with it. And that's why, if you notice, the decline in musical skill has went down. You know what I'm saying? And even for the stage show, you and Kay, you know what I'm talking about. We couldn't walk around and just hold our nuts and make a stage show, and that was just a show. You had to work the crowd. You had to get out there. The level has just went down, and what people tolerate is totally different, even for the promoters. You know, as a promoter, when we grew, that promoter had to have a show. Unless you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying, Caddy? All y'all know, you know, Billy. Every last one of them know that when you went to pay a show, you expect to see a show. You know that. That spot was going to get tore up.
It's more segregated now than it was, you know.
Exactly.
There was no other lane in our time in the 70s and in the 80s and in the 90s. 90s just started breaking up, but it was like, hip-hop didn't have a crossover. It was just hip-hop.
Yeah.
So you had to be on the stage with a Curtis Blow and a Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. You couldn't run that. Well, I'm different. I'm down south. They segregated the rap game. And for one part, it was cool. But then the backlash, it kind of like hurt a lot of the stuff. Because, you know, at one point, it was a whole bunch of lanes created behind that segregation.
And you know to add on that, okay, the difference was too, you had the segregation, but the thing was, I wouldn't say so much segregation, you had creative rights, where you had different, like, for example, in the early, you know what I'm saying, the late 80s, early, you had different people who were, like, when Tipnum came out, and other cast was different styles, new and inventive styles was appreciated, you know what I'm saying, and everybody had their lane. Now it's like, if you don't have the same one step, either you got to be strictly South or West Coast, or you got to be strictly, you know, imitate, you know, or East. You can't, there's no way to have your own lane no more. Because what happens is these labels don't have a marketing department, just like I was saying, for each form of these music. And so now they didn't change it from it being hip-hop to now it's rap, and now we got to do all these other modifications inside of it, whereas before, you had one music, it was one music, one style, and it was a way of life, dog. And like we, you know, back, like KRS said it best, you know what I'm saying, hip-hop ain't rap. Rap is something you do. Hip-hop is something you live. And
yeah,
hip hop totally don't have that vibe no more.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey,
that's
my dude, my dude, quick. Hold that thought real quick. Caller calling in. Yo, 912, you live on Lush Radio. What's the business?
Hey, fellas, man, love the program. Real quick question, I'll hang up and listen, but you guys do a great job.
Thank you.
Quick question is, when you guys are fucking white bitches, do you see poop on your cock when you pull it out of their ass, or because your dick's black, you don't get any poop on it?
What the fuck?
Okay, check this out. My dude, you get the whistle on that one because that's not even in the lane. So we're going to act like that's a retarded question, and we're going to move on to the next one. We appreciate
so you
the
don't
call,
bang
man. Call back when you got something to say.
Ah, son, you got to go, son. What the? Who does that?
You know what's crazy about that?
You know what, though, Lush, he actually called.
You know what's crazy about that?
We were just talking about that segregation and that ignorance, and this is the reason why hip-hop needs that intelligence now, because of ignorance like that, it's really abroad now. You know what I'm saying? Segregation is real. This card just proved it.
They feel like it's all right, man.
You know what
I'm saying? What I think is crazy about that is that...
Solo, you got a situation popping, man. That single's hot, man.
Good looking, man.
Hello? Let me know if you need anything, man, because my man Sean Doe, like I said, he over there with Bishop Lamont. I can get something popping, man.
Oh, yeah.
Let me know whatever it is.
We're going to get all the connections after the building. We all connected. But I want who's that was just speaking? I want him to finish his thought about that.
He's off, right?
Yeah. I bet it was crazy retard, but was that Cartier just speaking? Who was just talking? Go ahead.
It was Billy Blast, man.
Billy, finish the thought.
What I was saying was that, it's crazy. Even though, you know what I'm saying, even though you got people that calling with ignorance like that, The blessing that you get out of it is that they still out there listening.
Yeah. And
you know what I'm saying? So whoever the caller was that called in with the ignorant comments, you know what I'm saying, we still appreciate you listening to the show, because in order for you to call in and say something ignorant like that, then that means you haven't been listening to the show, man.
Yep.
Right.
And you know what? And like I said, it was right on time because I just got through talking about cats like that. And he called me.
Yeah, like, yeah. It's like, you know, you speak to the devil and he shall appear, man.
Cool V gave me the whistle.
This is official, dog. You walked the plank, homie. But we appreciate you.
Yo, that was crazy. Who does that? That's the first time that ever happened to me.
But you know what?
Yo, it's not going to be the last time either, though, Lush. You're going to get a lot of that.
And it's on time, and that cosigns just how serious it is. And K was just talking about the segregation, and this cat calls up with that. So it shows you that ignorance is still going on. This is not the era to everything has to be dancing, because this era has created cats like that. You know what I'm saying? And that's why they feel that they're bold to come in. Because back in the days when P.E. and Chuck D was on, you wouldn't have a call like that. Period.
Nah,
not at
that
all.
That
never
happened.
Yeah, they were real shitty.
But now these kids think that we're ignorant because we're sitting around letting so much ignorance go on that they feel like that they can say anything. Like, I mean, it's like that conversation. And let me keep it 100. It's like everybody know about that convo we all had about using the N-word. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Some cats, I even had some cats to talk to me, and they'll say, hey, man, that didn't happen, so can we call? It's like this. That's a term that we use amongst each other. okay? Because we took some negative and made it positive, because just like everything goes, like chitlins and other stuff, and other, that's the South took that and made that a meal and made it a regular dish, because, you know, we did the scraps, we seasoned it up and made something different with it. I don't personally eat that swine, that ain't me, but I'm just saying, it's just showing how inventive we are as Black people, that we can take something negative and turn it positive.
Exactly.
And cats like that, you even got it, but it's got to the point where you got cats that got so comfortable, where they letting the term slip out, like, where they can say, okay, just like even, and I know y'all gentlemen feel me, just like when you had your man, what's that retort that did, you know, the call, the said the nappy-headed hoes and all, you know I'm talking about that clown.
Imus.
Okay, just like Imus. And then he used the thing and said, hey, well, y'all call it, and this is the thing that pissed me off. You have some of us even agreeing, saying, and going to campaign, but at the end of the day, what we call each other is what we call each other because we're family. Like, amongst all of us, we got people in our family. And I talk to you, and I'm like, you clown, you such and such. But let the next dude come around that ain't family call us clowns.
Right.
We ready to wild out because, you know, you're not in the inner circle. So that's the whole thing where nowadays, man, the problem is we're letting people in like that. That feel that they can say these things. It's like even for him to have the balls to call in with that was just amazing, because you know, people like that don't understand how small the world is. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna leave it at that on that note. But I'm gonna keep it to you. I'm gonna keep it really 100. We just got at the end of the day to start realizing that we can't be all, you know, dancing when we have these type of situations at hand. This is time. Like I said, I love the streets. You know what I mean? It's nothing. I'm from the streets. You know, can't anybody in this call's from the streets. We know that. But at the end of the day, we also know too that there's some real serious situations that's going on in the streets right now too. So we got to have a balance. You know, if you're going to have your dancing, you're going to have your streets, then have the reality. You're going to talk about how it is out there doing it. Talk about the reality of what really goes down with it too. The whole 9 yards. Don't spit the 20%. Spit 100. That's the difference between now and then, what people don't understand. You had the NWAs. You had, you know what I'm saying, the Scarfaces with the Ghetto Boys. You also had, you know, the Kool G Raps. But guess what? When you went on their album, they also had a track that told you the real too. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't just all about the good of the streets. They told you also about the hazards of the streets. You know what I mean? So that's, I think, that's the thing I think that's missing right now, that people don't understand, and that we got to bring back and re-educate some of these clowns as to this was going on. You want to be a hard rock? This is the whole life of a hard rock. It's not a 20% thing. And then people are making being a fake hustler and being these fake little niggas cool. You know what I'm saying? That ain't cool. You know what I'm saying? You
not
know,
cool, man.
Being fake with your man ain't never been cool. You okay? You remember that Flavor Dog? I don't remember that. But now this is the thing. Now, you know, the more grimy, it's like what then happened is being hood has become, the more grimy you could be amongst yourself, has became more populous. And that's
that
where we're trying to break that whole monotony of it, man.
And that's
that
stupid, because that subtraction subtracts from their life.
Real talk.
And then they wind up with nothing, and they wonder why, like I said, when I see, you know, look at what's going on in the hip-hop now as far as how the computer age comes down.
Man, you breaking up, son.
Can you hear me, Kay?
Kay, where your network at? You don't got your network behind you, Kay?
You might have to fire the dude with the glasses, man.
K is out there. I'm going to tell y'all, K right now is roaming. I pulled him straight from him on the streets popping. So, you know, if y'all hear him come in and out, that's because he's on the streets, you know, right now. I just snatched him straight off the block.
That's what it is. That's something that I wanted to touch on, too, man. I wanted to touch on that, is that I think that's one of the major elements, man, that the transition in hip-hop happened when the whole computer age stepped into it. Because, and you know, you got like a lot of these young producers that's coming up right now that if you snatch their computer from them and you go inside their studios and you snatch their computer and you put an MP or an SP-1200, a four-channel mixer and a turntable in the Crate of Records, they don't know what to do, man.
They lost.
Like
you said, the artist skill has went down before, and that's what I was just saying earlier about the stage shows and everything else. Before the transition, you had to be real. Like, I'm going to take it back. When I started and even getting on the scene and everybody started doing the DJing thing and popping in, I go back to the Pioneer Direct Drives. You know what I'm saying? I go back when you used to cut the take albums and make spin discs. You know what I'm saying? And use the plastics and cut this and make your own slip mats. That wasn't even invented yet. When Realistic used to run the market, that's a whole new thing. And I agree with you on the thing, because that's like the 808s. You know what I'm saying? All those things. Those was touch and feel, and that's why the music was different, because you felt it. You did. You was part of the music. Nowadays, it's a drum beat. It's a drum pattern. I think this came right now, yo. Hold on. I'm going to let y'all hold on for a second. I'm going to get K on here.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, man? I don't know, man. I ain't going to say hip-hop is dead like Nas say, but I say it went to the birds, man. That's why I put my word out there. It's called pop-hop. It's hip-hop mixed with pop music, man, because you know what I'm saying? It done gone to the birds, you know what I'm saying? And another thing, you know what I'm saying? When can a grown man kiss another grown man in the mouth and the hip-hop community just accepts that, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you know, Lil Wayne can kiss a baby in his mouth, you know what I'm saying? Weezy effing, you know what I'm saying, baby, you know what I'm saying? What's really going on? What's the deal with that? We can just accept that like that? Come on, son.
Sorry. Yeah, like I was saying, what I was saying was like I was there with Pac, man. I was at Death Row, my last deal. And watching it from the standpoint of being there, I mean, the stories give it no justice. Being there, watching Suge Knight fuck this whole rap game up is like, was crazy.
But it wasn't.
I was watching it.
But you know what, okay? We're not going to just put it just all on him. We're going to say it like this. You know what?
No, I'm not putting it on him, but I'm saying this.
He made his contributions.
But let me say this. When you got that much money, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you got that much power over an art form that's controlling the masses of people, you have to have more brain and more sense to go in a club and at the MGM Grand and look for a gold chain that someone snatched.
But you know what? This is the thing like this. You know, I'm not even going to touch. I'm going to put it like this. This is the problem, okay? Because I'm not even going to shed no light to none of these cats. I'm going to put it like this. The problem that's happened is, man, is that, like you said, we got to stop expecting cats from the hood to start being, you know, just because he come in hip-hop, he's going to be a leader. Is he a hood dude? He's going to be a hood dude. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I'm not putting him out there. I'm with you.
I'm about to show you how hard I'm with you. I'm so hard with you, fam, that the problem is this. The problem happened when these cats came over and hip-hop became rap, and it became a marketable commodity. Because when it became a marketable commodity, then everything changed. Then that means, you know what, we're going to only position what sells. What sells? Sex, violence, and drugs. So we're going to focus on that. Everything else we're going to put to the side because, you know what, I don't know how to position that, Danny. That doesn't sell. And you got suits in the office talking for the masses and talking about our culture. We're the only culture that disrespects what we make. We made hip-hop. We made soul. And the problem is you can talk to a white cat and a Rolling Stones can come in the building and he's going to be treated like he's God because they respect the art form and what they did before.
Yeah, you're right.
We don't respect our pioneers. We don't respect the stuff to pop in. And then what pisses me off is you got cats that ain't never been through the struggle we've been through. These cats don't know how hard it is. I'm going to bring it back. For y'all cats that's listening, y'all new cats, I'm going to tell you how gully it was. When we first came on the scene, you know, hip-hop wasn't a good form of music. It was not introduced to the masses. People did not respect it. And this is for every other old-school milk crate DJ, and this goes for every red light party DJ. Y'all know what I'm talking about, where you used to have to invent your own lane. That's why you get house parties. That's where you get the red light parties from. That's where you get the block parties, because we had to have a lane, so we created our own. That's why we popped it off there, because the clubs wasn't popping off. And I'm going to educate all y'all cats. What's crazy is, you know what the funny thing is? It's funny how we trip out, we segregated, we homophobic and all that stuff. Reason why I say that, look at Studio 69. What was the first place to ever had a video? Sugar Hill Gang was done in Studio 69. In every major club, in every city, y'all already know it was cats, funny cats like that that was controlling these clubs, and they took chances because they wanted to bring something new to the masses. So, and then hip-hop, you couldn't go. It was like hip-hop and disco had a marriage. So that's the same thing with dance and anything else, man. You had to pop up because we had to ease in that lane. That's why hip-hop came off of disco, because it was easier going down. It couldn't be straight hard. Look at the first song. Y'all believe me? Do your resume. Check Count Kool Out and the rest of these cats. The first songs that popped off, they had a disco beat to it because it was easier to go down. And, you know, and we knew that it would get play, and then that's why Rappers Delight took off, because they had a disco beat, and disco at that time was popping. So now, and when it changed over, it got gully, and then, you know, it was too street, and people were scared to book shows, and it's because if they was going to play hip-hop, then there was going to be fights in the spot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Kubi, there used to be fights, but it wouldn't go as far as it's going now.
Nothing, but you know what it was?
Yeah, it's like back then, in that level, man.
The problem was is that it was misunderstood. It was just they didn't understand it, and it was a stereotype that went with hip hop. So when you brought hip hop, then they thought, and we wasn't even hip hop was nowhere near it is now. We wasn't allowed to stay. People wasn't allowed to do what they do now in the lane.
I agree, and I don't understand that. I don't understand how all four made this much money, and there's no
how we talk. Let me keep it 100. I don't understand how we can start putting on a clown suit when we went to blood, sweat, and tears to make this a respected art form and pop it out here. You know,
but
this is the funny part. We need to start. My thing is this: the old cats, you know, all of us that's been in the game for a minute need to start respecting these new cats too, because it's just like a kid on the street. You ain't gonna walk up to a new young blood just doing the thing on the block, just killing it, and say, "Yo, respect me." If that cat don't know you and you ain't feeding his fam, it's not gonna happen. And at the same point in time, these cats, you know, we have to bring that generation back. I mean, not just with hip-hop, just with even in our hoods and our society as well. Every brother on this phone had an old-school cat that used to school us. Remember when we grew up, it was, and you know what I'm saying, Lush is true, we had that whole thing where cats would pull us to the side and say, "Hey, young blood, let me holler at you." And they spit some to you. We listen.
That's
polo. That's polo for my situation. You know what I mean? Polo.
Polo. Tell me how to make a record.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because
that's crazy.
I used to babysitter when I was a kid, and I would call up and I would get him on the phone, and he would take time to tell me how to write more than one song. But my whole thing, like what he was saying, what Kuvy's saying, it makes a lot of sense, is we got to start really, really being on point with our art form and take more responsibility for where it's going.
Exactly.
Because I'm really sad about, I mean, it made me stop writing for what, 10 years, man, after Pop died, and I was there watching what went on. There's just the repercussion of it, saying that this somebody child, and I knew he wasn't street like that, but that wasn't the point. The point
was you know what was crazy about that? I'm trying to let Cass know that, you know what I'm saying, Tupac really wasn't as street as, you know, they portrayed it. I think more that Suge Knight had so much influence on him, you know what I'm saying, kind of totally, like, destroyed him, and he really was trying to break away from that, you know what I'm saying?
You know what, though, it's funny that you say that, and I'm not going to go too deep here in this convo, but I'm going to put it to you like this. It's funny you say that, because at the end of the day, people don't realize, man, Tupac got done like a lot of cats, you know what I'm saying? They come in the industry,
right.
People say they got your back, they hold you down, and, you know, you put your trust in some cats. And then at the end of the day, these cats turn on you, you know what I'm saying? Because this industry don't love nobody, man. I'm going to tell you straight up, everybody that got burnt on this phone, Solo, myself, everybody didn't have a sour deal with it, because the problem is that there's no loyalty. And you know the people who burns us is the people who really, and what's so funny is this, people we looking at Suge Knight, but let's look at all these other people that's been pimping him, from his distribution to, you know what I'm saying, his label on down, because we kids from the hood, so what we do is we come in and somebody offers, it's just, you know, it's like coming off the streets, like it's like being in Africa, and somebody say, "Hey, you know what? I'm going to bring you a barrel of KFC chicken." You know what I'm saying? And then under that, you don't see it. Just sign on the dotted line. And you don't see, I can't read, so I don't understand what the little side statistics are. So by the time
the
only
thing I understand is my
rib. Now I own you. I own you. And we don't realize
that. The only thing the little kids understand is that their ribs are touching their tongue.
You know, business savvy, a lot of them are not business savvy. And what the people then forgot is that this is the music business. It's not just about grabbing, putting your demo out and getting out there, because now it's a whole business to this game. It's a whole art to this game. You have to know your business, because that's why people always say, "Yo, I'm so sick of these garbage MCs on TV." Well, you know the difference is they're garbage, but they're doing and handling their business. The sad part is you see these cats who may have some whack music, but they'll have a hot MySpace page. They'll have a hot marketing campaign. They're paying for their marketing campaign. They're paying for their stuff, and they're doing it. Then you got these cats who got real good music and ain't doing nothing with it. So that's the problem. You know what I'm saying? We got to remember that this is still a machine. It's a machine. And just like a machine, every machine needs to be oiled to make it run right. So we got to remember that. And it's just like I tell all these cats that I deal with, or anybody come through me, it's like a bank account. When was the last time you took a withdrawal unless you made a deposit? You got to put something in to get something. It just doesn't work.
Right.
Billy, how you feel about that, Billy? How you feel about that, Billy?
I mean, they ain't telling no lies. I come from, you know, I'm kind of cut from that era, man. I took many a beatings from my grandma to sneak out to go to the rink to see these dudes at the rink. You know what I'm saying? Back in Bergenfield, man. If y'all know in Jersey, if you know, y'all remember them days. You know what I mean? So, like, they ain't really telling no lies, because I'm not that old, but I'm coming up in this whole digital age right now. I'm kind of learning it, but what I think is that is that the cats that's out here right now is that they are not, they don't have the knowledge of from the way the road was paid for them to be able to do the things that they do now. You know what I mean? And like we were saying, you know what I'm saying, it's kind of, you know, we kind of hold the responsibility in our hands in order to teach them and bring the realness back to hip-hop so they understand exactly where it come from. Because, you know, like I said earlier, just to connect with what I said earlier again, that, you know, everybody at this age right now, you know, they think that T-Pain is the best thing since sliced bread.
It was Roger Troutman before T-Pain.
Yeah, you understand right. What I'm saying? And it's like the only reason that T-Pain, you know, all due respect to T-Pain, because, you know, I think he's a talented artist, but, you know, all due respect to T-Pain, the reason why he probably, you know, knew about it or had a clue about it was because his moms and them was playing Roger Troutman records.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly. And you know what, to add on that, if I may, Bill, this is the thing. We got to start being more loyal and respect the game. For example, what kills us is it trips me out. Like, for example, all of us have turned our back on Mike. Now, the crazy thing is, everybody had their thing. If you really want to look at it, it's been tons of people that have their craziness in the industry. Why are we so forgiving of R. Kelly when, you know, Mike didn't pave the whole way for the whole industry so far as the pop industry? There wouldn't have been no Ushers. There wouldn't be no T-Pains. There wouldn't have been these cats really with the live show if Mike didn't come on and do Blood, Sweat, and Tears. And James Brown before that. And, you know, I mean,
right.
Prince, you know, at the same time, we got to stop being on this corniness, man, and being disloyal. You know, we the only culture disloyal to Casper. I mean, you look at Mick Jagger. He had all type of craziness, but you don't see that being put out there and everybody
not
hating
at all.
Him for all his contributions he did to the Rolling Stones. You know, it is what it is. It was music at that time. You know, and of course, they've been going after Mike for years. Now, I'm not agreeing with all that craziness that he had did. You know what I'm saying? That, by no means. Even with R. Kelly, that disgusts me for that. Because, dude, you know your lane. You grown men. Be grown men. But at the end of the day, when it comes down to this music stuff, we got to start supporting and being more loyal to each other. Because the problem is we're quick to throw away our artists and people who have worked and bust their tail off over something stupid. You know what I'm saying? And we don't support each other like we're supposed to. Whereas, like I said, you got every other culture that support their own. They support it. I mean, I'm going to go off this music business. You can go for the block. It can be two black stores, all right, next door to each other. One selling hot dogs and the other, you know, selling shirts. Nothing to do with nothing. You know, that cat goes to come back next week. I'm going to get some shirts. The other vice versa. Instead of saying, yo, I got this here, support my man. You take Italians. They can have 12 stores block to block, block to block. And then what they're going to do is they're going to turn around and they're going to say, hey, you know what? Mikey has calzones at this store. If you want the steaks, you go see Paul. If you want, you know, the wings, you go visit my cousin Vinny. And they're going to support each other down the lane. That's where we need to bring it back, and it's the same thing in this hip-hop game. We got to start supporting everybody else, and just in our communities, too, it's important that we start educating. It's like we all sitting here talking. Yo, Lush, thank you for providing this platform, Real Talk Boo, because this is more needed in our culture and the game and everything else. We got to bring back that real. We got to bring that support system back. We got to bring it back where we are understanding, and we don't feel so threatened. You know, it's so funny because you got these corporations, and they'll tell you, you know, every man for himself is a doggy dog world. They teach that. They keep that. They embed that in our heads. But check out what they're doing. That's why
they're making sure they're taking care of each other.
You know what I'm saying? That's why
divide and conquer.
Brought over and merged with every major corporation out here to control the market because they understand the power of cross promotional marketing and their value of that. We have yet to understand that. And meanwhile, we are paying and they are making black consumers are the number one consumers in the world. We spend the most money, but yet we get respected the least. That's the craziest crap I ever heard. And we got to start understanding it, man, the power of what we have in all businesses and supporting each other's businesses and stop coming out with this crap. Because, you know, and Kay heard it, you know what I'm saying? Billy, you heard it, you know, Cartier, you heard, I know, and I know you hear Lush. A lot of times we always got that stereotype. If there's somebody black, oh, that dude, they probably going to do business. A lot of cats will say, don't mess with him because it's a black-owned business. And we don't support each other here. You don't see no other culture doing that but us. But
indeed.
Us.
Too, but let me. Can I comment on that?
Go ahead.
You know, now, you know, I set up Lush Radio because this is bigger than me. This is, you know, like I said, it's bigger than me. This is if you listen to Lush Radio and you don't get no education from it, then you wasn't listening hard enough. You know what I'm saying? Because it's real talk. I'm trying to bring back the Black Wall Street. You know what I'm saying? I'm bringing back the Harlem Renaissance. And you know what I'm saying? Real talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, I take my own, you know, situation. I had a gentleman I was dealing with supporting the old dude's business, you know what I'm saying, trying to do the 1-2, you know what I'm saying? But your man, you know what I'm saying, comes through and, like, you know what I'm saying, he's, you know, I asked him to do some stuff for me, and, you know, I dropped that guap on him so, you know, he can do my 1-2. And, you know, son ain't can hit me back until, like, 2 or 3 months, man. You know what I'm saying? But I'm still this cat because I didn't go to nobody. I said, yo, this is my black brother. He doing his 1-2. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to support him. But if you can't get back to me or even call me and I got to call you, that's unprofessional. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And the thing about it is I want to support my people, and I will still continue to support my people. But our people need to get their business together and get their minds together. And going into that, I got another caller calling in, 301-628. You're live on Lush Radio. What's the business?
Hey, Lush, just Cardi, man. I got broke up, man.
Yeah, Cardi. Man, but like I'm saying, man, it disappoints me and it hurts me that my people is cutting each other's throat, and my people don't even know that we did have a black, you know what I'm saying, Wall Street, and we did have a Harlem Renaissance. And it's starting to kill me that every library I go to, I'm seeing our black books and everything that has our history being, you know, shrunk down to a corner of saying of the library.
But you know, that's dumb.
Makes sense.
And if I ain't mean to cut in, but I want to put you like this, I'm glad you mentioned all that. That's done purposely. The same reason why BET was bought out purposely. Okay, we have to be on point. Understand? We got to stop looking for trying to go to the master's hand, putting handouts and putting. And my thing is, at the end of the day, it's just like it reminds me of the old Willie Lynch syndrome where we come on. You know, while I'm on the porch, master let me drink some Kool-Aid, so now I'm on the porch. You're still a slave, homie. Point blank. We got
hey,
to
v,
stop understanding our own lane. They're not going to sit. This the thing is this. We need to create our own libraries because they're not going to push you in their library. It's just like,
right. You
know, they care about their race. So they're going to put their pride in there, their stuff in there. It's not our. It's time for us to start taking the back. See, the difference was back in the Harlem Renaissance, in those eras, we had a sense of pride because we started to understand and support. That was back when you had after the Black Panther movement and everything else, and people were actually trying to support each other because we started to understand and say, you know what, if they're not going to give it to us, we're going to get our own. And that's what we have to do. But the problem
is
kind of got misconstrued where now, as opposed
to
together, we try people are trying to get their own separately. I got mine. That has became the motto.
Hey, V, but real talk, though, you know what I'm saying? It goes all the way back, like you were saying, segregation. We were forced.
Right.
We were forced
in
to be told that we had to stay in a certain, we had to support
exactly.
our own self because we had no choice. But as soon as segregation was you know, abolished, yo, they was like, yo, the black man was like, yo, I don't need you, son, because, yo, I could shop in Macy's. I could shop where the white people at, you know, and I don't need
exactly.
you, son.
Exactly, exactly. It's in your blood.
And see,
it was instilled in the computer generation.
So now we need to wise up, and that's the reason why they've been trying to shut down these certain various, you know, internet outlets. Because you know what? You can't tell who that person is for them to become rich. Now you can't stop them because when I'm on the internet, you don't know what color I am unless I let you know. So
can I say something? And this is for Lush too. In Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks era, they actually came together on this occasion and shut the Birmingham buses down because they all came together and they all said, we're going to walk. So if they came together one time and they did that great thing, I think if we focus on our energy, and I'm talking about it starts with us.
Exactly.
We do have power. We do have power. Lush
exactly.
has power. Cool V has power. Solo has power. Special K, Teddy Ted, people like that have power. So we can have a medium, a place where we can sit down and just chew these things up on the table and just look at each other in the face and start playing this card game that we got, this hand we got. And as long as our hand don't fold and we hold our hand, we can do the same thing they did back then. Because remember, Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King came together, and there was another gentleman, I forgot his name, but he's the one that went and got Martin Luther King and said, yo, you got to lead this boycott, and they pulled it off.
But you know what?
But
Kuvita
put all the people in the room.
But you know,
that's
what
you,
I'm
know you know what happened?
You
like from my experience of it.
What you're saying, even like, and the add on to it, just like Billy and Cartier on, and everybody else on this whole, right now, it's starting now because we're talking about it, number one. So we are doing something because we're talking about it. That's the first step. You got to talk about it. You have to acknowledge something. You can't stop a problem if you ain't talking about it. So that's the
exactly.
first thing. We are doing something. Now, the second thing is we all having movements right now. You know what I'm saying? The brother got his company right there, the fur coats, everything else, and he been popping in. Cartier was doing his movement. I'm pretty sure he got a bunch of soldiers working under him. Lush
right.
has this radio outlet that we're sitting here talking on. I have
right.
a community. You have an elbow, a record label. We're doing it. But the thing is, it starts for us by recognizing. And I think
yeah.
this right here was a great conversation because we're all recognizing the need to network, the need to associate. And like you said, the problem is you got these people that's been compelling in our heads and beating in our head, like Les said and like you were saying, from young. I mean, they've been teaching. I mean, let's think about it. Remember when we grew up, there wasn't, I mean, every last one of us had to fight some teacher growing up because they tell the only thing we were was slaves, okay? That's the only thing you look in their history books, knowing their history, not our history. Like Chuck E. said, his story, their stories. They never told us our story, how to be proud of ourselves. It starts by us starting to learn and really care about ourselves. And if a person don't, and like, and I'm going to add on one thing real quick, Lush, like you was talking about the gentleman who plays you, he don't love himself, because if he knew the queen you was, then he
right.
would know that he's messing up his kingdom. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The king never messes up his kingdom. And the problem is, you know, we pay it forward and keep doing what you're doing, because even though you gay supported that dude, he going to get his back. It's all about karma. You know what I'm saying? What you put out in the world, no matter who you are or what you do, it will come back to you, period. Good or bad. So at the end of the day, you know, it's like if y'all never saw that, get that book called The Secret. You have to, you know, understand the value of what you have. And that's what I'm talking about. That's what I think every last one of us on this conversation is talking about. We got to respect what we have. We acting like, you know, these new generation. I guess that's why a lot of the old school cats get mad, because they say, you don't understand the blood, sweat, and tears, young blood, we went through for us to get here. So why are we acting all wild when we fought so hard to get through the door? You know what
right.
I'm saying? That's why
right.
you see an older cat when, you know, you see some young blood and he may have his pants down or something else. That young older cat is going to say, you know, hey, young blood, yo, we fought just to get in the doors. You know, you in here and you taking advantage of it, but you wasn't like this before. Just like you see some older cats, they mad when they see a young blood go to the back of the bus, because they say, yo, we just had to fight this shit to get on the front.
And they go right
right
to the back. And they go right to the back.
It's all about that respect factor. That's what it is. Because I ain't going to lie, I was guilty myself. I rocked the back. Because that's where the beatbox is.
No, no, I know.
But you know, what's crazy about it, too, what's crazy about it is that.
I'm just trying to show you how it goes back to when a person goes through that struggle, it's important for us. And I think that since we know about it, the problem with black people that we've been doing and that the community been doing is that whenever there's been a problem, we just talk and then it's gone. You know what I'm saying? Just like even about that issue, we talk amongst ourselves. Like even when going back to the IMS issue that I spoke to earlier, we should have not, no rapper should have been a target. We should have not have been a target because we do not control no multimediums. Because if the television network said, hey, look, this is not tolerated, we do not want this on there, it wouldn't have happened, point blank. We can't talk about nothing negative or nothing unless you allow us to put on the station. We don't own BET. We don't own Viacom. And these are the people that's playing it. These are the people who's in charge of programming. That we should have went to the program directors to discuss that issue, not nobody in hip-hop, not nobody.
The media
the
does
hood.
It on
it's
purpose, though, man.
Brother
you know
about what
hey,
he sees.
Hey, I'm sorry
right.
to cut
that's
y'all
that
off.
Talking
with,
about.
Right?
To them. And hip-hop is about spitting the real, good or bad, period.
Hey, y'all, we really don't have no more minutes, man, on the show.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I want y'all to hold y'all thoughts because we're going to come back next Friday and do this 1-2 once again. You
most
know
most definitely.
This was some real good information on here. So, you know, before we leave off, I want Billy Blaster, you know, to tell us on MySpace page, and then we'll go down the line before we leave off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, MySpace, Billy Blast, Vintage Beast Productions, MySpace.com/BeVintage. Also, y'all can check out www.VintageBeats.com. That's Beats spelled with a Z. You know what I mean? .com. It's under construction right now, but we got the intro up. Y'all can all check that out. You know what I mean? Go and enjoy yourselves and see what's going on with that. Hey, and real quick, AV, V and Solo, I know we had y'all on Lush Radio tonight, but I just want to let y'all brothers know, and if y'all don't mind, I'll be using some of these comments and throughout this conversation that we have for some intros, man.
Oh, all day. I'm cool, man. Ain't no problem, man.
Okay, and Cool V, y'all, both of y'all dropped y'all you know, Cool V and Fam, drop y'all information real quick.
I'm going to let Kay. Go ahead, Kay.
Yo, KSolo, myspace.com/Letterman. Check me out. Waste Management Records, www.wastemanagementmgm.com.
I'm real easy. Trunkhustlers.com. It's a movement, man. If you a hustle, get involved. I don't care what your business is, whether you're, you know, in the entertainment industry, whether you're a lawyer, whether you're a cash street dude that's trying to start. Whatever the hustle you have, we want to hustle with you. But we're looking for real hustlers. This page is not for just networking and talking about how big somebody's, you know, breast is, whatever. If you're coming for that, keep it home. But if you're coming to network, get some knowledge, learn the game, www.trunkhustlers.com. And if you want to get where I'm at, contact me, just Google me, Cool V. You see me pop up, baby. Lush, thank you for, you know, laying out this platform, because I really appreciate it, man. Real love to you.
That's
no
what
question,
it is.
Lush.
Cardi, go ahead and put your info out there.
Yeah, you can get at me, Cool V and KSolo Blast, you already know. Get at me, Google me, C-A-R-T-Y. Dash Y-E-A-H. That's Cardi, yeah.
That's
like, hell yeah. C-A-R-T-Y dash Y-E-A-H. Everything will pop up, man.
Yo, Cardi, I'm going to get you, Billy, both of y'all, I'm going to get all your information. Make sure y'all join, and I'm going to get all your information from Lush. Really,
yeah, yeah,
because
I'm going to reach out. I'm going to reach out to y'all fellas, man.
We're calling Lush tonight once this show over. It ain't stopped.
Yeah, for real, you know, and also, you know, Ventures Beats Productions, we got them tracks, you know. I just want to put that plug out there, you know, on another note. You know what I mean?
Hey, Billy, is that boom bap?
Yeah, I mean, it's serious, man. And, you know, I have a disclaimer, man. I have a disclaimer that I always say, and Lush can vouch for it, you know. You know, if I send you some tracks, you got a 24-hour time ratio to get them out of your computer, because I don't want to be responsible for the heat that, you know, it melts the computer down. I don't want to be responsible for replacing any computers.
I like that.
You got a 24-hour time base to get them tracks out your email, man.
That's what it is.
What you say, this beat will self-destruct.
Real talk, you know what I'm saying? I do this each and every Friday. You know what I'm saying? I had Icons Legend, the Awesome 2 live in the building. Check out their show tomorrow. They doing their 1-2. You know what I'm saying? Check out, you know, Trunk Hustlers, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all check out Kay. Make sure y'all check out Cartier. Make sure y'all check out Billy Blast. And if you didn't listen to the show, you can always check it out at www.blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. We making history. It's not a game. I'm the people's voice. I don't do it for me. I do it for the people, man, for the people that can't speak. It's real talk. It's not a game. You know what I'm saying? We need to support independent entrepreneurs, independent business owners doing their thing out here. Stop cutting each other's throat, man. It only takes a little bit to do the right thing. And with that said, I love all of y'all guys. Y'all doing y'all 1-2. I'm proud of y'all.
Dude.
You know what I'm saying? I hope to see y'all next week, Friday, to do the 1-2 if y'all ain't busy. You know what I'm saying? But leaving on that note, to, you know, play that Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream. So if y'all want to listen to it, it's going to take y'all back so y'all can think about y'all lives and how y'all living right now. I'm trying to sit down in the table of brotherhood. You know what I mean? Real talk.
I say to you today, my friend, so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama, with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted. Every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain. And the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, tears of thee." Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring. And when this happens, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
Hello? Hello?
The person you have called is unavailable right now. Please try again later.
La persona que usted ha llamado no está disponible en este momento. Por favor, intente de nuevo más tarde.
Message 2. Switch 753. The person you have called is unavailable right now. Please try again later.
La persona que usted ha llamado no está disponible en este momento. Por favor, intente de nuevo más tarde.
Message 2. Switch 753. The person you have called is unavailable right now. Please try again later.
La persona que usted ha llamado no está disponible en este momento. Por favor, intente de nuevo más tarde.
Message 2. Switch 753. The person you have called is unavailable right now. Please try again later.
La persona que usted ha llamado no está disponible en este momento. Por favor, intente de nuevo más tarde.
Message 2. Switch 753.